Some of the most successful teams in college football struggle to reach the same standards in the classroom. Commentator Frank DeFord says this debate is particularly intense at the University of Notre Dame.
My, the echoes certainly have been waked up again in South Bend. Notre Dame came from behind to win again Saturday, and now under our new coach Tyrone Willingham, the Irish have won their first four games, and after two disappointing seasons are back in the top 10 and pointing toward another bowl. And when Notre Dame wins, everybody pays attention. Well, so does everybody pay attention when Notre Dame loses. The Irish are the only team in the country, college or pro, any sport, with a national television contract. Whatever, the Irish are video champions of America. Notre Dame is also the only football school of any consequence which doesn't need to be in a conference. Why bother? Long before the Dallas Cowboys proclaimed themselves as America's team, Notre Dame could fairly claim that distinction. It was football that brought the little Catholic college in Indiana to prominence almost a century ago, and it is football that still overshadows what has become a genuinely fine institution of learning. Indeed, the battle for Notre Dame's soul continues, and to the university's credit, that duel with academics and the old devil pigskin is carried on publicly. By coincidence, just as this happy football season began, the Notre Dame Alumni Magazine published an article by Richard Conklin, who recently retired as an associate vice president of the university. The article was entitled, "Can Notre Dame Have It Both Ways?" And Mr. Conklin addressed the issue for the whole university community, writing, "Notre Dame is a high-wire act in American intercollegiate athletics, and the sport carrying the balancing pole is football." Other top private schools in the service academies have to wrestle with the same dilemma, but not even Duke in basketball compares to Notre Dame in football. Never mind tradition. No other college makes as much money off a sport as Notre Dame does off football, which helps the athletic department to a profit of almost $10 million a year. But the price of success at South Bend also now includes an ugly booster scandal and a nasty rape case involving several football players. Moreover, as at so many universities, the difference between the SAT scores of the average student and the football player widens. Can schools like Notre Dame and Duke really afford such a blatant class system? On the other hand, Notre Dame football players don't major in recreation courses where they learn how to run a pool hall, as I once had a State U All-American explain his course of study to me. Math and language requirements eliminate a lot of Irish prospects. Graduation rates remain high. Of course, going back to the Ivy League of the 19th century, American colleges have convinced themselves that football is so important to the campus and the alumni that an ounce of hypocrisy is worth a pound of prestige. Only sometimes does it get too painful. Great universities like Duke, Northwestern, and Vanderbilt are often gridiron laughing stocks. It's gruesome to see Army and Navy, our military incubators, virtually unable to beat anybody but each other. Is it really that important to field a big-time football team? Notre Dame, of course, has no choice. At least symbolically, football is as important to the Golden Dome as is its Catholicism. But it is revealing how monstrous the football giant really is that even Notre Dame must at least dare pose the question to itself, can we have it both ways? It would be healthy if every college did the same.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.